regarding our immediate problem with the overcrowding at Glenwood. And there have been a number of emails and correspondence. I just wanted to make sure everyone had accurate information, specifically in some areas, especially schools that have walk zones, that this board has always been committed to respecting walk zones. So there has been some conversation about that. So schools with walk zones usually are not, nothing happens to those walk zones. They don't, they're not in the conversation usually for other kinds of purposes, whether it's a you know, magnet school, et cetera. So the board has always been committed to those walk zones in their conversations in the past. It's also important to know that people are quoting numbers that sometimes are 2 years old. That numbers do change depending on enrollments, depending on numbers of people that are involved in the program. So as we move forward and with our recommendations that the administration will bring forward, that obviously we'll have up-to-date numbers, because depending on the size of the program and enrollments, that numbers can change. So that's important to know. And that when we have, whether it's a public forum or when we have public comment, a lot of things are said, a lot of suggestions come out, but that's all they are at that point in time. That there has not been any recommendation and there hasn't been a decision made by the board. Obviously, public input is always welcome, but during the process, sometimes things are said by one person or something else is said by another person. It doesn't mean that that's going to happen. And finally, that regarding the reaction because of the overcrowding at Glenwood, the conversation has gone into the whole world language, dual language conversation. That as of this point, the only thing that the board has committed to, and this was last year during the redistricting, the board was committed to preserving our world language, dual language programs, and the idea that in order to make some of these programs work better, specifically the Mandarin program, that we had to have a long-range plan for that particular program, similar in the same vein that we did with the Spanish program and what that will look like, but that they did renew their commitment to that particular program. And even last year through the budget process, we expanded by one grade level a year ahead of where we were supposed to, which I think was a sign of support on the part of the board. That being said, that's where we are. And you all know that we're on a very, very difficult budget cycle. So we always review all programs. We're not going to be citing any one particular program, but every single program will have to come under review. We do a complete program review of every program that we have, and look at what the associated costs are with, whether it's extracurricular, whether it's something, could be special programs that we run or whatever that might be that we spend money on, and then we have discussions about what we can and can't do. We've been very fortunate that we've been able to preserve all of our programs in some manner, shape, or form in some very difficult budget cycles, but it's important to note that we are in one of the most difficult, I think, budget situations that we have been in a very, very long time. With the administration's recommendation, it is our intent to address the issue. The issue is anticipated overcrowding at Glenwood, and it's not our intent to try to create a major disruption to the entire school district. So just as you prepare for your comments tonight, it's important, I thought, to make sure people were aware, at least where I think you're right now.